This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another edition of Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mardura, Florida, where lots of people go by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the millions. Well, maybe not by the millions. Well, maybe we've got millions of people listening to us do this program every week, as we have for a number of years. Ken is a cardiologist, and his practice is aimed not just at helping people with circulatory and cardiological things. He's a preventive cardiologist, but also people go to him when they have questions that they don't really get answers from other doctors. They feel like when they listen to him, he's got a great bedside manner, and he also has great knowledge. He does a lot of research. And most of our conversation here during this hour of Good Day Health is based on Ken's research, what he's seen in the medical journals, and how that information makes sense to pass along to you, because it'll impact you, especially when it comes to things like COVID, which we're still talking about, because we're getting into the time of year when flus and this sort of thing take hold. I was talking to a friend of mine, Ken, who's over in Israel. I'm going over there next week for a visit for a few days, and they have, and they're not locked down, but they have increased interest and concern about the number of cases in the Middle East and in Europe that are growing. We have a number here, and let's start with what we talked about last week, our learning curve on RSV. As that problem for youngsters seems to be going away, we're getting back into sort of what is, I don't like to use the word normal, but we're getting more into what we might expect in terms of flu combined with COVID for this time of year, right?
So RSV has never been higher than it's been this year compared to decades, but it looks like it's may have peaked and is beginning to go down after Thanksgiving, but it has been a horrible year, and there is some hope out there for a vaccine, because that's the one in the trio this year of three respiratory viruses that has created all this havoc that you're hearing about going to Israel, and it's creating so much concern among all the physicians. So let's go. One of the three, RSV, never had such a bad year in so long. Usually just affects infants. This year it's affecting adults and the elderly in a bad way, but it looks like it may have peaked and has begun to come down. The other two, let's take COVID-19. Since Thanksgiving, when everybody mixed it up, it looks like COVID-19, which had come down, is now coming up and getting a bit higher and going up a bit since Thanksgiving. And we're seeing about 300 plus deaths a day in America, which is not like it was when it was at 2000 and was on the front page and the front tip of the tongue of everybody, but still 300 deaths a day in America would make this the third or fourth most common cause of death in America, and over a million Americans have died from COVID-19. So although you'd love to hear us stop talking about this, this is here, it's coming back, and we need to talk about it. Whereas the flu, unbelievably is accelerating since Thanksgiving. I've seen that myself in my own patient care, in talking to people. But coming out of Thanksgiving, flu is just taking off like the Eiffel Tower is coming up. And we see no sign of this slowing down. It's going to be a huge, unfortunately, horrible flu season here in America. And fortunately, the choice of vaccine is a good one. But again, in a good year, and this is about what it is this year, only about 30 to 40% of those eligible get the flu vaccine. And that's kind of where we are today. And all of this can change, but it is what it is.
Well, it sounded, I wasn't trying to be too sensitive there. It sounded like you were saying, okay, let's wait and start over again. The point I was trying to make, which I didn't do apparently very well, was the newness of RSV in terms of people paying attention to it. It isn't something that has been commonly discussed in my circle and in the circles that are, let's say, broadcast oriented. I never heard of RSV before this year.
Well, RSV usually was just in up to 1 year old, the newborns or up to 1 year old, and it didn't affect adults or especially kill elderly like it is now.
And as far as the flu is concerned, COVID, this is the time of year. I mean, I think we balance numbers with explanation in terms of COVID and the flu. We're indoors. We are in the cold weather. We are at a time of year when people's immune systems are down. So to me, it's no big headline that the flu is coming back, because it was what the headline that surprised all of us is how little flu there was during COVID. But now, if COVID is on the wane, which it seems to be, even though it's a problem, you've said, and I've heard dozens of other doctors say the same thing, COVID's not going away. It's here. It's like the flu. It's like colds. It's not, you may want to do something to keep yourself from getting it, whether you enhance your immune system by eating well and taking supplements, or whether you get the shots or whatever you do to protect yourself. If you do nothing, you're probably going to get it. And that's not out of the ordinary at this time of year. And to have 300 people dying from it, I still argue with people who say that there's, you know, they attach COVID to death certificates. We've had, what, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 people a year die with the flu, and we don't make a big deal out of that. So I guess I'm coming back around.
But we've had a million die, and the death rate in America overall has increased. And so it's not that we have associated it for other causes. The overall deaths in America, our survival in America was improving year over year and suddenly has dropped. So yeah. if you don't want to believe the specific statistic, the overall death rate in America has increased. So something has changed the last 2 years.
I think, well, there are lots of other elements. The number of people dying from cancer, heart disease, that's remained pretty steady. But, you know, there's no taking back what the Chinese government allowed to happen at Wuhan and the spread of it around. And now they're suffering the consequences. They, the people, are waking up to what really happened. And you see all the protests all over the place in China, mostly because of the government's having to deal with the reality of the number of people who have it and how they've taken care of the people who have it. In reality. So be happy you don't live in China. I guess maybe that's the takeaway from that reality. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, program brought to you in part, as it usually is, by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. This time of year, this is the message. When you are tempted to, and in fact you succumb to, wanting to eat all that great stuff, all the pies, all the cakes, all the ice cream, all the sweets, all the candy and that sort of thing, plus just eating more because of the party atmosphere and the families around. So why don't you put yourself on the defensive instead of at the end of this whole trilogy, the Christmas, the New Year's, the Valentine's Day, at the end of the line, you want to say, oh, spring is coming, I better do something about my weight. Why don't you do something about it now by not letting your body take it all in? Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You'll see the explanation of how this amazing weight loss formula works. No stimulants, no drugs. People say, well, how does it work? Well, you can check out. I can't tell you in 60 seconds how it works. I can tell you it works. 86% success rate. They've been around 25 years. That wouldn't have been the case if this all-natural way to stay healthy wasn't something that worked. So check it out for yourself, toploss.com. See how the program can be so right for you. and others that you care about. And when you check out, it's the Countdown to Christmas sale. Buy one, get one free. That's basically what it amounts to. And you don't have to expect, you know, if you don't want the product, you don't get it anymore. It's not like you have monthly recurring bills on your credit card and they send it to you even if you don't want it. You want it, you get it. At toploss.com, when you check out, use the Doug code. Doug allows you to get free shipping and the basic Christmas deal, one and one. That's it. That's the deal. Stay healthy this season.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen, the flu shot. It seems this year's flu shot is a good match. That has not always been the case, Ken, right? But this year, some of the folks studying all of this think that the preventative measure of getting a shot will keep you from getting the right strains or the wrong strains, whichever you want to, however you want to look upon it, right?
Right. To produce the flu vaccine takes about a six-month prep, and they who make it have to guess about 6 months before it actually appears which of the multiple possible viruses or a combination of viruses will attack in any given year. And some years they make a great projection, and some years they're way off track. This year the projection was excellent. There's a great match.
What happens? This is the question that we always get for questions for Dr. Ken, but I'm going to ask it early. If you get both of them at the same time, any danger in introducing those two virus preventatives into your system at the same time?
You mean the vaccine for COVID-19 and flu, can you get it on the same day at the same time?
Yes.
You can, yes, fine.
Recommend it? Would you do it? Did you do it?
I didn't do it on the same day. Do I have scientific evidence to say make my comment? No, but I just my own intuition. It is an acceptable approach, but I just chose myself to spread them out a week.
I'm looking forward to a flu shot that's one, the flu and COVID, which is a kind of a flu altogether, and then you don't have to get that thing stuck in your arm or up your butt.
I think next year that wouldn't be surprised if that is happened. What actually
yep.
happens.
All right, Dr. Ken continues with his thoughts on the various things that are coming from the journals of medicine in our country and how they impact you up next year on Good Day Health.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stephan, the Good Day Health program, you can find connections to it at gooddayhealth.com, our podcast, but the basic bottom line is you can find this program all over the place. A lot of radio stations that carry the Good Day program, that's why we call it Good Day Health, carry this show with Dr. Ken, another hour with Jack Stockwell, aimed at helping you make your way through all of the things that are important and should be top of mind with you at whatever time of year we're broadcasting. This program is on every week, 52 weeks a year. So long COVID, there's a new booster. What's going on with that?
Well, this is actually some very hopeful news because long COVID, which is COVID that lasts beyond 3 months from the onset, or symptoms that can be caused by COVID, which occur new 3 months after the original infection. And that's a common, not the only definition that's used for long COVID, but this occurs in about 10 to 15% of people who have COVID, even mild COVID, more common in those who are hospitalized with severe COVID. So long COVID is a real issue. It's a significant problem. I bet most of the listeners know somebody with COVID-19 and how it has made the quality of their life not as good as it was before they had COVID. So it's a significant real issue. And the good news is that it looks like the current, the newest booster, this so-called bivalent booster, which is half against the original strain and half against Omicron, seems to help people who have or are suffering with long COVID. And the thought is that long COVID may be due to virus that just doesn't clear from the original infection. It stays in hard to get to parts of the body, the immune system, because COVID can affect you from head to toe, especially the newer strains. And there are pockets of virus that just don't get cleared by your own immune system's response. And here you get the bivalent new vaccine booster, and it revs up your immune system against COVID, and you get a big wallop of attack against those remnant viruses that are still hanging out in your body, and therefore it makes long COVID better and helps get rid of it. Isn't that some hopeful news, Doug?
Yeah, I think what I'm trying to find is some hope among all this other stuff. We keep looking at these numbers, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful when I said earlier that I'm sort of insinuating I'm tired of hearing the same stuff because it doesn't really seem to change. But the reality is it's there, and what you can do about it is to get the shots if that's what where your head is, or build up your immune system. But doing nothing is not a solution to the problem that looms. I think that's the message. And so to tie into that...
That was out of the British Medical Journal,
right.
By the way.
Yeah. So the question has come up on colds and why. I would think that the colds, the flu, the COVID, back to what we were talking about, wintertime, this is when these prevail for lots of reasons, some of them obvious, maybe some of them not. You want to speak to that for a bit?
Well, over the years, a recurrent question that you have given to me is, why are all these viruses so much more common in the cold? And we had some ideas. But out of the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, I think there's a better explanation than we've ever had for it. It seems like your nose releases these extracellular vesicles, which are part of the immune system and fight viruses. And it seems like the nose in the cold is not as effective at releasing these vesicles.
Well, there it is, the vesicles. Something else we learned today that we didn't know before. That's why it's so great with Dr. Ken. Lots to learn as we continue here on Good Day Health.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Missouri Republican Representative Vicki Harsler shed tears as she pushed her colleagues in Congress to vote against historic protections for same-sex marriage on the House floor.
I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. I yield back.
The Respect Marriage Bill ultimately passed 258-169, sending it back to President Biden's desk. There have been several suicides with agents from the Customs and Border Protection.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Please jot down this number for those of you who would like to either visit with Ken in the office or have a telemedicine hookup. 352-735-1400. That's the way you do it. That's how you connect, and that's how you meet Ken. That's how you benefit from his knowledge. 352 area code 735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology, one of the top cardiologists in the country, an award-winning facilitator. He has good advice, and he's good at giving the advice. So take it. Avail yourself of that connection. Again, 352-735-1400. All right, let's move away from COVID and flu and colds and all that other stuff. The information, usually every week, there's something from the Journal of the American Medical Association that catches your eye. This week, it looks like that study that links eating lots of processed foods has a negative effect on lots of things, including your mind.
There are multiple JAMAs, Journal of the American Medical Association. Just about every specialty now has their own version from them. This comes out of JAMA Neurology this week. And this is a study that shows when a lot of your diet, over 20%, are these ultra-processed foods. And I hate to say it, you know, the things you like, hamburgers, hot dogs, cookies. It seems to, when these become a daily habit and not treats, they are now shown to clearly create a cognitive decline. We're all concerned about getting Alzheimer's or getting it early, but cognition, our ability to think and remember, seems to decline more quickly when we have a lot of these ultra-processed foods in our diet.
All right. So the JAMA Journal on Internal Medicine has something that we can focus on that has a lot of meat to it, if you'll pardon the pun. What's that, Ken?
Yes. One of the biggest challenges in medicine is getting people to lose weight. It leads to diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. It can even affect cancer. And this is a huge challenge. And it seems like the old-fashioned way, giving people cash, in fact, is effective, more effective than other things that you can give people to try to get them to lose weight. And in a study of actually giving people incentives, and if they met them, paying them off, it seems to work. Out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week.
All right, so we got JAMAs, and now it's time for me to talk about pajamas. All right, you like this segue? This is very exciting. The Pajamagram Company has a word for you. So if you are a gentleman who has a lady in his life, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to nothing. That is the naturally nude pajama available now from Pajamagram exclusively. These Pajamagrams are sensuous. They are smooth. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture, the touch of these pajamas is really very seductive. You will love the feel, and so will she. So, frankly, as you can imagine, this leaves nothing to your imagination. The naturally nude pajama is kind of an interesting concept. This is the first year of it being as popular and out there. So let's try one of these for Christmas, see what happens. You can order it at Pajamagram. Let's go to Pajamagram.com. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Pajamagram.com and order the naturally nude pajama. And by the way, if you order it right now and mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a matching natural nude nighty. I say that 100 times fast. A matching naturally nude nighty. $75 savings. That's it. Get the free $75 gift and these fabulous, soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas at Pajamagram.com. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. So let's talk about teenagers. We've all been there. We all have had them. Most of us have anyway. Some of us still have them around. So what can you tell us about the research that's been done on teenagers' brains as it relates to COVID and the whole last couple of years of our lives?
Exactly. This comes out of biological psychiatry, Global Open Sciences, Doug. And this is a little concerning that it seems like our current teenagers are going to forever have the effects of the past couple of years, the COVID epidemic, on their brains. And this has been studied, and it seems as though the pandemic stress has prematurely aged and altered teens' brains physically, and it's sad to see that they have aged prematurely from all of this havoc.
Age physically or mentally or emotionally or all of the above? I get the brain part of it, but don't you think it's affected youngsters in lots of different ways, and all of us in lots of different ways, frankly?
Well, yes, in lots of different ways, but this study looked specifically at the brain and the structures of the brain, and it's not that they got more mature, it's as if they aged, and I think all of us know that, our brain is not as sharp as we get older, and unfortunately, they're going to lose some of their sharpest years because of this.
Yeah, really amazing, and it's not their fault. It isn't. It's not the fault. Fixing blame doesn't fix the problem, but it all seems so unnecessary, and in my mind, it has been unnecessary. All right, let's see. Let's get to your area of specialization. Because you're a cardiologist, you're always dealing with strokes and heart attacks and that sort of thing. So what's the latest this week from your journal, the American Heart Association's journal?
I guess what you're referring to is shingles.
Yeah.
And, most of us have had chicken pox, especially if we were around after the vaccination that is now available. But many of us have grown up having had chicken pox, and this virus lives in the nerve cells and then reappears often when we're over 50 and very often when we get to 60 and 70. And this is what we see as shingles or herpes zoster, which can be a horrible problem. It can often put us into the hospital because it's so horrible. But the news this week out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is that it also significantly increases the risk of stroke and heart attack by almost 30%. So the good news is that there is now a vaccine against shingles, herpes zoster, and I would urge everybody 50 and older talk to your doctor about getting this vaccine. It's usually given in two separate shots within 6 months. It's not the most pleasant vaccine, but if you do get the vaccine, it dramatically lowers your risk of getting shingles. And it also can be given to those who've already had shingles, because you can have a second episode.
Well, you have that stuff, the Epstein-Barr virus or mono or whatever it is, that's all the same. Chicken pox is all the same thing. So, well, you know, it's in your body forever once you get it, right?
Okay, Epstein-Barr virus is a little different. Mono is a different virus. The common denominator is that it's in the body, but the reactivated chickenpox virus and mono virus are different viruses. But certainly I got the vaccine against shingles, and I would definitely talk to your doctor about, if you're 50 and older, about getting. The age keeps going down. We used to be 65, then 60, and now it's recommended to talk to your doctor at 50. And this is just a really nice vaccine. It's been around, the newest version of it, in a safer way. Initially, people were a little hesitant because of the way it was produced. They wanted to wait for the newer versions. The newer versions have been out. Initially, the newer version was very hard to get. It's now well available. And just ask your doctor about the shingles vaccine.
So the anti-vaxxers that are listening to us right now, I can hear their voices echoing because I've talked to them on the air, various programs, in person. There's a vaccine for this, and there's a vaccine for that, and there's a vaccine for something else. And the people who don't trust the medical community, they don't trust the drug companies. They think this is all a bunch of hype. I don't know how you counter that, frankly. I remember having shingles, and I remember having Epstein-Barr, and I remember having mono, and I don't remember there being any treatment for it. It was just kind of there. And so the idea of having a treatment, certainly after having had it, I would think that would be a good idea. But there's so many things, Ken. Listen to us every week talk about this vaccine, that vaccine. And at what point, look at the television and listen to the radio, all the ads for drugs and shots and things. People are bewildered, and they don't trust the system, frankly. Many people just don't want any. They think there's been too much, so they just say, wait a minute, hold it, I don't want anything. And maybe it's foolish, but it's there, the reality.
Well, what you have to ask yourself is, am I more afraid of the virus, or am I more afraid of the vaccine? That's question number one. And it is sad, because we're seeing in New York City polio come back. Mm-hmm. And because people have the mindset that you just described, we're seeing measles come back because of the mindset that you just described. But here's a test question. What is the number one thing that physicians have done to save lives in America? The number one effort that we've performed.
I'm going to guess the answer is sort of in the question, vaccines. I'm going to guess that's the answer.
You got the question absolutely correct. And that, by far and away, that's the right answer.
So there's a lot of stuff going on in developing countries where they have no vaccines or very few vaccines. I think that Bill Gates' foundation, there are a couple of others that are working to vaccinate people all around the world from these various things. And then in tandem with that, you hear people say, oh my God, they're trying to do the same thing there as they are over here, trying to get everybody to be in lockstep because there's something in the vaccine that kills your mind, your brain, whatever it is. I mean, I may not believe that myself, but certainly is something that, especially in some of these developing countries where they just stopped with the broad COVID vaccinations, and there isn't a lot of vaccination going on, a lot of stuff, they just stopped. And so you wonder, okay, what's going on there? People dying more from these diseases? I don't know the stats, but I know I hear this, and you do too, all the time. And, you know, what do you do?
Well, it's all about fear. And when somebody hears about somebody's reaction to a vaccine. It creates amazing fear, and it's understandable. But you have to ask yourself, do I fear the vaccine or do I fear the virus more?
Yep, I think that's a great question. Speaking of questions, upcoming next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken. Stay tuned for that as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen here on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now. Good Day Health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Don't forget how to reach out to him if you're new to the program, but you like what you hear, and you think, well, I'd like to talk to this guy. This guy's a good doctor. How do I reach him? You call him. It's easy enough, like calling your next-door neighbor. 352-735-1400. You like that, Ken? Call your next-door neighbor, Dr. Ken. Find out where he lives and knock on his door. 352-735-1400. The clinic is great. The people are wonderful. And Ken's advice is at the top of the heap. Okay. Questions about Alzheimer's. Is there a drug right now that may slow progression of Alzheimer's? A lot of rumors around as to this and whether or not it works. Certainly a lot of people who hope for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, those sorts of things. What do you see on the horizon?
Doug, there's really some hope because we need a new approach to treating Alzheimer's. One that works in a new mechanism uniquely to what we have, because we're just not really good at it with what we have. And the new idea of dealing with this are these monoclonal antibodies, these drugs that we give you that have a target directly against the illness, the abnormality, and it selectively destroys the abnormality and leaves the healthy tissue alone. With what we see in Alzheimer's, in these dementias, is the formation of this amyloid plaque. This is what destroys the brain in dementia. And what this very clever group has worked out is a drug, a monoclonal antibody that interferes with the formation of amyloid plaque. And there is a new experimental drug in this class, and it's called lecanemab, L-E-C-A-N-E-M-A-B. These are not easy to pronounce. Lecanemab. And in a report that just came out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, very exciting, this experimental drug slows cognitive decline progression by 27% of patients with early stage Alzheimer's. It's not without risk. Approximately 20% of patients receiving lecanemab experience brain swelling or brain bleeding, but it's hope because it's a brand new approach to treating patients with Alzheimer's. And I think as we get on, we'll get more selective, more effective drugs in this class that have fewer side effects. This is real serious hope for treating Alzheimer's.
All right, we were talking about Parkinson's sort of in the same breath. I see that there's a woman in Scotland who says she can smell changes in body odor, and it corresponds to the presence or onset of Parkinson's. That's a very interesting medical discovery, right? This, a lot of people think that being able to smell like that, like a dog, is a curse. But imagine a woman, lady's name is Joy Milne, noticing an abrupt change in the natural odor of her husband. He was 33 years old. That was 40 years ago. She had a super sensitive nose. And so her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in an early state. And then, you know, she started thinking, okay, can I smell this? And she's been around other people. I don't know. What do you think of this? Is this hogwash, or do you think this is possible?
It is possible. Parkinson's mostly affects walking, balance, and coordination. That's what we think of. But it also does increase the secretion of sebum, which is produced in the sebaceous glands of skin. And there are a subgroup of people who are amazingly sensitive to the odor of this oily, waxy substance, and they can detect it. These are hypersensitive sense of smell people. They're around, and that's what they're smelling.
All right, let's talk about Kirstie Alley and her dying this week of the colon cancer that she died from. Apparently very aggressive, but I wonder what you think about. I have advised people, I do all the time on the air, to get that, to get the exam, colonoscopy. What do you think? Quick advice there.
Yes, definitely talk to your doctor, especially if you have a family history, and get the colonoscopy. There is now a test for people who are at lower risk that you can do without the colonoscopy, just sending in a stool sample. Insurers cover it. Talk to your doctors about preventing colon cancer every adult.
All right, there it is. Words to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.